A word for you from Isaiah chapter 53, verse 2, the first part. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. You should be familiar with Isaiah chapter 53, the chapter in the Old Testament with the most prophecies about our Lord Jesus Christ and how he will come and what he will do, and the very basics of salvation, the very beautiful plan of God's redemption, God sending Jesus Christ to die for us. But in the beginning, it starts out with this chapter, despite all the wonderful things that Christ is going to do, it starts by asking, who has believed our report? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? There is the wonder, the amazement that so few understand and receive the gospel. But God says, desire, seek, ask. At least you can desire to desire. You can ask so that God would reveal this to you. Don't just wait until you think, well, God has to make something spectacular happen to me before I become a Christian. He chose to reveal himself in a way that was to be completely different to our understanding. We would want something majestic to happen. After all, isn't Jesus Christ King? It is His Majesty, the true King of Kings. But look at this verse. His entrance into the world is in this very way, as a root out of dry ground. So Jesus did not choose to make a very spectacular entrance to become the Messiah and to reveal himself to pay the price for your salvation, but rather as a root out of dry ground. And it continues to say, he had no form or comeliness. It is the opposite of man's thinking. This is how he began his plan of salvation, to save you. And it means a total identification with what you are. Because we sinners are really dry ground. It is not the place where things can spring up and grow. The greenness and the beauty of nature is not seen in the desert of our hearts. But Jesus Christ chose the very driest part, the desert, the place where there was not going to be popularity, because he wanted to identify with you and me as sinners. It also indicates the virgin birth. He would do what was impossible. He would be born of the Virgin Mary. And there are other indications in the Old Testament as well about the virgin birth. But he chose to come the impossible way. And he chose to be identified with the dryness, the death of our sins.